Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Monday night edition of the show. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern, still time for your calls about what's on your mind. Whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, or anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And an angry Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system with over 71,000 posts for you to surf around through, well over 1,000 people interacting there. Everything from lighthearted, fun conversations to downright serious issues. You'll find them all there, and you'll find them all are free at freetalklive.com. Also, you should know Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org.
Go back to Shill O'Leary.
Well, last hour, you brought in a clip, Johnson, of Bill O'Reilly, and really, we've kind of been moving a little slow, so we're going to have to pick up the pace a bit this hour on this, because I want to get through it. It's only a two-minute clip, and we're just kind of breaking it down.
Hopefully, we'll be able to come back and detail some of what these Marines have been doing to these Iraqi people and how they've been torturing them.
It's all pretty sick stuff, but we need to get through the rest of this clip here first, and we actually have Bill O'Reilly, apparently, or somebody claiming to be Bill O'Reilly, on the phone with us. Bill, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson. And Manwich.
Riley here. What say you, Ian?
Very nice.
Well, actually, I'm going to let you listen to yourself here, Bill, because we're going to play a quick clip from you, and then we'll let you respond.
That's fine. You know, you guys on the far left, you want to start problems, but you don't want to come on the factor.
All right, hang on. Well, you're on our show right now. We're keeping you on, so bear with us. We're going to play just a quick clip of you, Bill. Here you go.
The ACLU has filed lawsuits against the Boy Scouts, a variety of Christmas displays, and attempts to stop children from accessing porn at public libraries.
What say you, Bill? Bill?
My statement was very true.
Yeah? So the ACLU
wants to stop porn in libraries.
Okay, and the Christmas displays thing. And so I think what I have a problem with here is you're just kind of glossing over these issues.
That's
you're
actually the opposite of what you said. The ACLU, that's the opposite of what you said.
Listen, the liberal left wants you to think that everything you guys are doing is right. You want to take away Christmas. You want us to sing Cold Night in schools. But you don't want to look at the issues here.
Bill, I don't want to take away Christmas, and I'm an atheist. Go ahead, have your Christmas. Just keep it off of government property. That's what the issue is. The ACLU is not against Christmas displays. They're against Christmas displays on government property.
Stop trying to steal from taxpayers to fund these.
Nobody's stealing from taxpayers. You guys are like Howard Stern, who I interviewed the other night. You want to talk about us, how we're ruining everything, when really you guys are trying to take away Christmas.
What do you have to say about that accusation, Bill? I'm not saying that people are trying to take away Christmas, just trying to keep it off of government property. All right, Bill. You got anything to say to that?
Huh? What say you?
I'm saying that there should be a separation of church and state, quite clearly. Here's another clip from you, Bill.
The ACLU is defending the North American Man-Boy Love Association free in a Massachusetts lawsuit and has supported the legalization of live sex acts in Oregon.
Well, it's not like you would have held back from objecting if they were getting paid by NAMBLA. I mean, you pointed out that it's free.
People on the far left want to support live sex acts.
Hey, but just so you know, Bill, there's live sex acts going on in Oregon right now. Like, lots of them. They're having sex in Oregon.
I'm sure you've attended many, Bill.
We'll agree to disagree there.
Wait, Bill, you've never had sex before?
I've never had sex, no.
I'm Catholic.
That's right, we're breaking news here.
Only you guys on the far left, you want to have your sex, your rock and roll, your drugs.
No, wait, are you saying you've never had phone sex? Do you not count phone sex as sex, Bill?
The factors put that behind us.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791.
Not bad. Pretty good.
Not too shabby. 1-800-259-5791. Let's go to Brandon in Indiana. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, Ian Johnson. Manwich, how you doing?
Hey. What's up, dude?
All right. I just have two things.
What else?
Oh, no crap, it's cold here. In fact, I was driving through a snowstorm, and I called the Rusty Humphrey Show. You guys ever heard of that?
Yeah,
he's that loudmouth puker.
Saturday night, everybody.
He's the puker
that
we compete with on Saturday night, yeah.
Okay, well, I was in my car, so I couldn't get you, and I was listening to Rusty Humphrey, and one thing's for sure, he's just another Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity wannabe. He's
sure.
Absolutely He's actually worse than Rush, I think. I think Rush is a little better than Hannity and Rusty, but not much. But anyway, I called.
I agree.
He was talking about the Democrats, and he said that they had strayed away from their traditional roots of FDR and Truman, and he's making FDR to sound like this great, honest person who just happened to be misguided with economic policy. But in actuality, FDR was a lying womanizer. And a
dyed-in-the-wool socialist.
Oh, my. He was a commie. And so I call in, and I tell him, and I said, I have to bring this up. I said, now, I agree that the Democratic Party is full of liars. I said, but it's always been. I said, FDR was a total liar. He was a socialist in every sense of the word, a collectivist. And I made my case. And he said, yeah, but he supported the military. I thought, wait a minute.
Well, fascists and socialists alike support the military. Come on.
The military is only the biggest federal government program in the country.
It's welfare for Republicans. That's all it is. You know, if there's not a problem, the Republicans haven't found a problem that they don't think the military can correct.
Right.
Yeah,
they can solve hurricanes, and they can solve world conflicts.
Camouflage doesn't make you a god. I mean, seriously. Look is cool, but it doesn't make you
any
more capable.
Yes, but to an ultra-right conservative like Rusty Humphreys, those people are gods. If you are in camouflage, you are to be worshipped, because according to those guys, well, we should worship them because it's because of them that we have freedom. They claim that the military is the reason we have freedom. Which is garbage.
Yeah, I mean, this is just like old ancient Roman tradition stuff where everybody reveres the soldiers.
Right.
I mean, it's pathetic.
Hey, we don't have freedom in this country. There's an illusion of freedom, and we are more free than some other countries. But the
Absolutely.
Level of freedom that we have in this country doesn't have anything to do with anything the U.S. military's ever done. It has to do with a ragtag group of insurgents that fought against the Redcoats way back in the 1700s. That's what it has to do with.
I have to tend to agree with you. And also on the Rusty Humphrey show, he hung up on me.
Oh, of course he did.
Shocking.
I thought, wait a minute.
He couldn't handle you.
I just waited 25 minutes on my cell phone to call you. Now, at least
it makes for great radio for him.
Now, I mean, and after the call, I remembered that about a year earlier I was listening to him, and I just was absolutely disgusted at how he treated his callers. He doesn't even talk to them. I mean, he just talks. If there was ever, I mean, this, I am becoming more convinced that Free Talk Live has a great future in radio, because it's fun to listen to. You guys actually talk and debate and have intelligent conversations with your listeners. He hangs up on me, not because he was mad, not because I'd proven him wrong. In fact, I approached him with a
you're right sort of mentality, except.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of took the salesman approach rather than the preacher approach. But he just, all of a sudden, the phone goes dead. I'm like, wait, I'm like, Rusty?
Callers to an average talk show are like tissues, basically. You use them up and then throw them away when you're done.
I mean, it's just pathetic.
Here on Free Talk Live, Brandon, we always say thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. Thanks, man. 800-259-5791.
We had to do that then once you talked about getting hung up on.
1-800. That wasn't hanging up. I said thanks for the call. And he's right. On these other shows, you think you're in the middle of a conversation. Sometimes you'll keep talking because you think you're still on the air, and when in fact you've been hung up on 45 seconds.
Don't even let you know.
So let's go back to that quote from Bill O'Reilly about the North American Man Boy Love Association. Oh, you're defending them for free, and you've supported the legalization of live sex acts. Well, first of all, he's just glossing over these things. I don't even know what he's talking about. Live sex acts legalized? Is it okay to have dead sex acts in Oregon? I don't know. I don't even understand the issue there, Bill. It's just, he's just glossing over things to make things sound shocking, to make it sound like the ACLU is a bunch of sex maniac freaks, when in fact that's actually Bill O'Reilly. 800-259-5791. He who is screaming the loudest about morality is usually the one who is most corrupt. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You take control of the phones, bring up anything political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. I want you to add yourself to our listener map. Just go to map.freetalklive.com and you'll see hundreds of our, I think over 500 now, of our listeners have plotted themselves. It's a worldwide map. You just simply add your name. You can add in a picture of yourself if you'd like, even a little phrase to go along with your entry, and you will be mapped at map.freetalklive.com. Again, that's map.freetalklive.com.
I love that thing. I love going on there. I love looking at those like 500 people that have plotted themselves mm-hmm. on the map. It takes a little while to load, but you can go all over the world.
Yeah.
There's not just listeners in America or in Canada. There's listeners everywhere.
All the continents, I think. I'm not sure about Africa. I don't
think anybody in Antarctica either.
No, definitely not Antarctica. No, duh. Who lives in Antarctica besides the penguins?
Just scientists.
A couple of scientists.
Yeah, that would be it.
All right.
Tierra del Fuego, one could maybe argue that... never mind.
All night long here, so far, we've been tearing apart a clip, an audio clip of Bill O'Reilly.
Talking points.
Right. He has attacked the ACLU, and we're not... I'm not a donator to the ACLU, but the ACLU's done a whole lot more for liberty than Bill O'Reilly could ever claim to.
Yeah. I just want to address the last couple points that we went over with when we had Shill O'Reilly on the phone.
Right.
Or Shill O'Leary. Anyway... It was mentioned about the Boy Scouts, the ACLU filing lawsuits against the Boy Scouts, a variety of Christmas displays, and against attempts to stop children from accessing porn at libraries. Not stopping children from accessing porn at libraries. They were trying to... Bill is claiming that they're filing suits against stopping children. So, in other words, he's trying to insinuate that the ACLU is for porn in libraries, which is not right. What's going on at all. Basically... What's happening is that the ACLU has actually openly supported Christmas displays on private property.
Sure.
Go for it. No tax dollars. As far as the
I think you should be able to burn a cross in your front lawn as long as it's your front lawn. That's the issue here, private property.
I probably won't like you much after you do, though.
No, but right. You should be free to, and you should be free to have whatever kind of religious display you want.
As far as the porn in libraries, again, it's trying to stop filtering systems being put into place in tax-funded organizations and buildings. The law is unconstitutional because it requires public libraries to use blocking software that can result in blocking constitutionally protected materials. Cyber Center blocked Time magazine because Time criticized Cyber Center's blocking policies in an article. So Cyber Center decided to block it. Cyber Patrol blocks the EnviroLink animal rights website because the manufacturer determined that EnviroLink's descriptions of animal testing in laboratories were inappropriate for children.
Right. So, what the point is here is if the taxpayers are paying for a library and that library is going to have internet access, it should be uncensored. If it wasn't a publicly funded library in the first place, the ACLU would not have been able to get involved. If it was a private Christian lending library, they could put whatever filtering software they wanted to on those machines.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Sites like Anti-Racist Hate Watch site, Marijuana Policy Project,
who we're going to have on next month.
The AIDS Quilt, the official homepage of the Quakers, all these sites... constitutionally protected. What if, all these Quaker sites were getting blocked, and what if other religious sites were being blocked?
As long as it's not Bill O'Reilly's religion, then it's okay by him. So then the
ridiculous.
Next claim was about the North American Man-Boy Love Association, the fact that the ACLU is defending them.
And basically, the ACLU released a press statement about that, which basically says, ACLU's statement defending free speech of unpopular organizations. They basically say that the ACLU has stood up for everyone from Oliver North to the National Socialist Party. In spite of all that, the ACLU has never advocated Christianity, ritual animal sacrifice, trading arms for hostages, or genocide. In representing NAMBLA today, our Massachusetts affiliate, and that's where this case is going on, does not advocate sexual relationships between adults and children.
What they're advocating is freedom of speech.
For everyone. Basically... The lawsuit here involved, were it to succeed, would strike at the heart of freedom of speech. The case is based on a shocking murder, but the lawsuit says the crime is not the responsibility, the crime is the responsibility not of those who committed the murder, but of someone who posted vile material on the internet.
Let me stop there because I think I remember the case. It doesn't actually go into what the exact case is here, but as I recall, what happened was some dude met a little boy... shopping mall or Little League game or whatever and picked him up and then murdered him.
Yeah, and said that he got his...
said he got his tips from NAMBLA. And so that's why then somebody sued saying that, we should ban NAMBLA because they're helping these people commit murder. When in fact, the murderers are the ones to blame, not the ones that tell you how to murder. There should be... If you want to go and read an article online about how to choke and kill somebody, you should be able to do that. That's what freedom of speech is all about. Unpopular speech must be protected.
But Bill doesn't want to say that. No, he just wants to say... The ACLU is defending the North American Man-Boy Love Association free in a Massachusetts lawsuit and has supported the legitimization of sex acts in Oregon. He's trying to spin it. He's a liar. He's not looking out for you. He's a hack. I hate him. I do. I hate him.
It's just misinformation, and it is all spin. Let's continue with Bill here. Here's what else he has to say.
The ACLU opposes parental notification in abortion cases involving their underage daughters, opposes restrictions on late-term abortions, opposes doctors informing police about about possible statutory rape in abortion cases.
Now, there's three really big claims there. The ACLU opposes parental notification in abortion cases involving their underage daughters. I wonder if Bill would like to have a new law passed that mandates that all children must tell their parents when they've just had sex, let alone whether or not they're pregnant.
Oh, I'm sure he would.
Well, I think that if you get a medical procedure, I don't see how you can get a medical procedure on any other medical procedure for a minor without informing the parents, and I don't see why abortions should be any different.
You think that the parents should be informed?
You're damn right I
do. What about parents that'll beat the hell out of their children?
The parents are responsible for the kids.
So if they come home,
they're responsible for the kids.
If they get a phone call,
they have to pay for the damage to the kids.
If those parents get a call from the authority saying that your little girl, your 16-year-old girl's been knocked up, and then when she comes home, they confront her and beat her with a chair or something like that, you're okay with that?
Probably kill her. What if they kill her?
I think they should be convicted of the crimes of their state.
But that's okay with you, as long as, I mean,
no.
A little girl,
I think
little
that if I'm
okay,
responsible for that child, the government should support me in that responsibility.
I don't think
not just hold me responsible and then undermine my ass in the process.
Don't you think if the child is old enough and they've come?
They'll be old enough when they're freaking 18.
If they're old enough to get pregnant and have sex, then they're old enough.
They're old enough when they're 18.
See, you're a fascist, man.
I am not a fascist.
If you're old enough to know how to spread your legs, you're old enough to have sex, as far as I'm concerned.
And then not have your parents consent to it.
Your parents never consent to
your
the sex that you
don't
have
consent to sex.
I'm responsible if the kid gets in a car wreck when they're 16.
You shouldn't be responsible for things that your adult child is doing. If your child wants to act as an adult, they've taken their responsibility into their own hands, and they've become an adult, in my mind.
So I'm just telling you that under the current laws,
I don't care about the current laws today.
If it's not the parents' decision, who cares if they get notified? I mean, so they get notified. If it's not their decision, what does it matter? It's not their decision.
It's their child.
No,
are they
going
to be able to stop it?
They're not. Are you supporting laws that would force them to have a child?
And what if the parent was notified and said, "No, I don't want my daughter
consent.
To have an abortion."
I would support parental consent in the case of underage abortions. Yes.
So you think the parents should totally have? You think children are slaves, basically?
So what if your parents had control over forcing you to have a child?
That's crazy.
That is crazy, you lunatic! That's what you're
sex.
Supporting. That's what you are supporting.
No, I'm not. That's crazy. Crazy talk.
That's what you just said. You just said you would support.
Oh, if you had sex, they couldn't send me out to have sex.
So you didn't
have
any sex when you were a minor. You did not have sex until you were 18.
No, I had sex when I was a minor, but I didn't get anybody pregnant.
What if you happened to have got someone pregnant? Would you have supported laws that would have forced you to have a child because your parents made that decision for you?
Darwin supports people, stupid people having kids. That's how it goes.
You fascist
stupid people have kids. So that's the way it goes.
Wow. 800-259-5791. I'm still processing all that. This is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lajos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Planning your next vacation? Say to Europe, Maui, the Caribbean? How about a hitchhike around the galaxy? When I come back, I'll tell you about one heavenly road trip and a Ford who'll be your guide. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your foot. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today. Robin Leach could give you a tour of the heavenly pads of the rich and famous, but if you want a trip that's out of this world, look to Ford. Ford Prefect, that is.
Ford prefect, who named himself after the nicely inconspicuous car produced in England in the 1930s, is the alien in the upcoming blockbuster A Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Ford escorts human friend Arthur around the galactic neighborhood in advance of the Earth's demolition to make way for a hyperspace bypass. Unlike both Fords, the alien and the car, the original prefect was a senior official in the Roman Empire who made his road trips in a horse-drawn chariot. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
800-259-5791. You can take control of the show here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You guys were still duking it out during the break there, and we're going to try to recap some of this here. Let's get back into it. By the way, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of good stuff there for you, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies that have sent us their photographs. So go take a look at the Shrine at freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about Bill O'Reilly, and he is trying to tear apart the ACLU. We're tearing apart Bill O'Reilly, but now we finally, so far throughout the show, all
we've
of us
agreed.
Have pretty much been agreeing that Bill O'Reilly is
and of course, Manwich.
Well, now we come to the sex issue, and we come to the issue where, according to Bill O'Reilly, the ACLU opposes parental notification in abortion cases involving their underage daughters. And Johnson and I think we both agree that
the parent shouldn't have the right to make a decision taking away their child's freedom for the rest of their life. That parent should not get that decision. And I'm sorry, if you're a bad enough parent where your kid isn't going to come to you and tell you about the fact that they're going to have an abortion, then you're not a good enough parent to deserve to know.
Teenagers are rebellious all over the place. I mean, that you prove nothing there. Teenagers just rebel.
You don't deserve to know. If your kid is not willing to tell you,
shouldn't be able to, shouldn't hold me responsible.
You don't deserve the right to take your child's freedom away for the next 18 years of their life.
Look, all these grandparents end up taking care of these freaking kids anyway. So
that's not true, and you already admitted that on the break when we talked about it.
Where do the kids go?
I clearly pointed out to you.
That's not what I said.
I clearly pointed out to you that most of the time that happens in impoverished families where the grandparents are not even capable of taking care of those children.
That's where the kids get pregnant. The majority of them do, yes.
Where the grandparents are not capable of that. So what
not
you were
capable,
saying about
my butt?
About
the grandparents are more capable of taking care of than the kids. Would you see these kids lying on the corner some freaking where?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, you don't.
Look around at shelters. Look around at all the kids selling drugs and crack on the street.
They didn't get to be old enough to sell drugs and crack on the street because they were not taken care of.
It doesn't take that much to raise a kid. There's plenty of social welfare in this country.
Well, let's go through and abort the ones that made it to crack age. Then how's that?
You're a lunatic. You're crazy.
Here.
You're just trying to back up an anti-freedom statement.
I'm responsible for those kids.
Stop
the state
right
tells
now.
Me I've got to feed them. The state tells me I've got to send them to school. And the state better goddamn well sure back me up when I want to teach them about
that. Well, that's
whoa,
the problem.
Whoa,
your initial two statements were what the real problem is.
Yeah.
Is that they shouldn't be. They shouldn't. There
Manwich,
shouldn't be that.
That's right. We should be able to have kids and just leave them there.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
No, they
you're basing all of your opinions, Manwich, on the fact that the state does this and the state does that, and here's the way it is, but
it
what
is
we're talking, what we need to talk about here is the way it should be, where the state shouldn't be taking care of people's kids, where individuals, when they make adult decisions, are showing that they believe, whether or not you think they are, they're showing that they believe they're adults. They
and
believe they're old enough to make those decisions.
You get pregnant, bam, you're an adult.
And you should have to deal with the complications, and you should have to deal with the consequences of what comes from that. And if you don't want to deal with it, and you decide you want to get an abortion, which I think is a sensible thing to do at that age, as horrible as it is, if you don't want to deal with it and you decide to get an abortion, why should anybody else know? It's your life. You're just saying that these kids don't own themselves, right? That's what you're saying.
Kids don't own themselves.
How dare you, Manwich? Did you feel like you didn't own yourself when you were a kid? Could you not make all your
own
decisions?
No, I was incredibly stupid. I did not.
I can't believe that you supported. You had underage sex, and you would support a law that states, what if your parent? What if you had gotten somebody pregnant? What if you had?
Then she would have had to deal with her parents.
Let's see what one of the
and you would have had to deal with yours. What if your parents had the right to force you to have a child for the next 18 years? How would you have been okay with that?
Let's see what one of the ladies has to say about it. Diane in New Mexico. Diane, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
heaven forbid that I actually agree with Manwich on something.
There you go.
But ding, ding. As a parent of an 11-year-old who happens to be listening to the show at the moment with us...
Mm-hmm. Sorry for all the yelling then.
Oh, no, it's okay. She's heard worse. She's in the background, huh? But, and from a nursing standpoint, I firmly support the right for doctors to tell parents when their underage children are having an abortion, because it's not just the child's right to have, you know, doctor-patient confidentiality and whatnot, but it's a life-threatening procedure. Anything could go wrong when you go under the knife, and your parents have the right to know if your life is in danger. They are responsible for
it. Well, pregnancy is a life-threatening procedure. I mean, your life can be...
Well, that's a decision the child made, and
a decision
they didn't
the
have to ask
for. They should also be able to have the medical procedure to abort that child.
Here's the thing, though.
It's their own body. It's their right.
So you don't think kids own themselves, right, Diane?
That's basically what you're saying. Admit it.
I do think that children own themselves, but until they're capable of leaving the house and supporting themselves.
That's what should be said.
Parents should have the option and the ability to guide their children.
And I agree with that. Parents absolutely should guide their children, which means they should guide them from early on and teach them the right way to have sex and teach them how to be safe while they're having sex and teach them to be sensible people and show their children that they can come to them at any time, as I think you are probably a parent who would do this, Diane.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure your daughter wouldn't be afraid to come to you and tell you these intimate things because you're not somebody who's going to pull out a switch and start beating the child. I mean, that's what I'm concerned
with. That's the
thing.
No, I just
to do it before force. She goes out and does something stupid.
Well, right, but the point is, after the fact, kids will, as Manwich pointed out, kids will do stupid things, but they shouldn't be afraid to come talk to their parents. I think most of these girls that are afraid to talk to their parents about these things are afraid because they're afraid of their parents, period.
Right, that's what you guys are supporting. Basically, what you guys are supporting is you want the parents to have the option to initiate force on their child. That's what you're supporting. You want, it's a straight shot of force is what you guys are backing up.
Absolutely. I understand that. I sit in here every night and I realize that it is force because I have to force my kids to do something. They don't want to eat their peas, I'm going to force them. They don't want to go to bed on time, I'm going to force them.
No, you don't force your kids to eat their peas. You just give them the peas and either they eat them or they'll starve. That's not forcing. It's just a Hobson's choice.
That's pretty close to force. But now, as far as that goes, once they're at the age where they're
shoving them down their throat.
Once they're at the age where they can have a child and they're having sex and they've made those life decisions, sorry, they're an adult. No matter what you say.
And it doesn't matter what the age of consent
because
is.
Because once that happens, once you have a child, guess what? Your life has changed.
No, that's not true. It's true that your life has changed, but it doesn't make you responsible, and it doesn't make you adult.
Why shouldn't you be responsible?
And guess what? Neither does it, you know, if you grow to age 30, guess what? That doesn't do it either.
It's true, it doesn't.
Temporal age doesn't change things. Events do.
You're of majority, and you do get to make your own decisions. And as long as I'm paying
my
bills...
My parents
can tell me what to do if I'm freaking living in their house. Do you understand me? If I'm 34 and living in their house, they can tell me what to do.
Diane, final thoughts. Diane?
Actually, this is her husband, Paul.
Well, you did a great, great imitation of your wife, I must say.
Oh, thanks. I'm a little more of a free marketeer than Diane is.
Yeah.
So I tend to lean mostly towards Ian on almost everything.
Okay.
And he can take that as a compliment.
Okay, go ahead.
The problem that libertarians have with children is that some libertarians want to treat children as if they're adults, meaning in the same way that some people want to treat dogs as if they're human. Until they reach a certain age, and that age is a continuum problem.
I don't agree with age being a determining factor.
No, it's not age, it's maturity. And it's different for every child.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a meaning, and that's what I mean by continuum factor. It's never going to be the same in any different circumstances. But for a society to deal with those children with any reasonable, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know, but you better find it quick. Quick, you got 5 seconds.
Well, anyway, just like you, it's customary to set up like fence posts or signs when you homestead property, there has to be...
Thanks for the call. More coming back.
E equals MC squared is wrong.
What are you talking about?
Einstein's equations have errors. It's in this book I've been reading, The Collapse of Special Relativity.
That can't be right. Where did you hear about that?
In Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, a book at relativitycollapse.net and relativitycollapse.com. I liked what they had to say, so I bought it at amazon.com.
I don't know. It sounds like it'd be complicated to read.
That's where you're wrong. It's written with a minimal amount of math, just enough to get the point across, and also has many detailed drawings.
Are you sure? I mean, E equals MC squared. That's got to be wrong.
It is.
That's not what I meant. Where'd you find that book?
Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity at relativitycollapse.com, relativitycollapse.net, or amazon.com.
I still can't believe that Einstein is wrong.
It's the 21st century. Get up to speed. Just buy The Collapse of Special Relativity at relativitycollapse.com or relativitycollapse.net or amazon.com today.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Phone lines are blowing up here. We'll try to slip you in before the end of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The archives are there. 8 months of the show. We can give them away to you for free at freetalklive.com. Plus, when it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you'll get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet and the keepsake ceramic Waterford Gift Box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Call, click, or come into any one of our 1-800-Flower stores and use code FTL for special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice. We are in the midst of a heated debate about whether or not, and what's prompted all this was us just playing a clip of Bill O'Reilly making a claim and just trying to rebut that, but now we're in a disagreement. Johnson and I, we say that when you are old enough in your mind to start making adult decisions and you start making adult decisions, in my mind, you become an adult at that point. I don't care what age you're at. Manwich, you believe that the law is the law, and the law says you, if you're 18, then you are an adult, and if you're under 18, then every decision you make is the responsibility of your parents, which is just totally ludicrous.
Which is a position that basically just gives complete authority over to the government and doesn't involve any sort of responsibility and it's also dehumanizing. It's basically dehumanizing your children into nothing more than objects.
We need to go to the phones, though. Let's talk to John in Florida. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, John. What's on your mind?
I'm going to have to agree with Ian and Johnson here on this one, Manwich.
Go ahead, man.
I mean, you're not a mindless automaton child that can't make decisions for himself?
I'm a minor, and I have participated in some underage acts.
Shenanigans.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm at the age of where I could be emancipated, which is basically divorcing your parents.
Uh-huh.
Now,
it almost never happens, but go ahead.
Yeah, but
actually,
still,
it does happen in cases of couples who get pregnant and get married.
Get married.
Okay. Well,
yes.
I know actually 3 or 4 friends that have emancipated themselves just be on the grounds of being, just so they can sign off on things because their parents are never around.
Okay.
But the thing is I'm at the age of where I'm allowed to legally go and be in charge of my own self. Don't you think also I should be allowed to be in charge of my own body? I mean, that's one of the basic principles of liberty. It's if it doesn't infringe on anyone else's rights, it should be a human right. I mean, I think
as long as you're old enough to pay your own damn bills, then you're old enough to be adult.
That's 16.
But until you're doing it,
that's 16.
Yeah,
that's
I think though that I mean parents. Yeah, most parents. Well, some parents care about their kids, but
most of them do, I would say.
But, yeah, but still, I mean, it's the child's right to privacy before it's the parent's right to know, in my opinion.
I agree, because I think you're an individual. I think you're, even though you're young, and yes, you will make dumb decisions, sure. I mean, what are you, 16 now, John?
Yeah, I'm 16.
Okay, 5 years from now, it's guaranteed you're going to look back and say, well, oh my God, what was I doing when I was 16? No doubt about it.
Can we agree that children that are living at home, people under 18 that are living at home, the doctors should then respond to...
No. And here's why I don't agree with that, because children who are living at home are also old enough to make the decision to jump off a roof and hit the side of a pool and because they were following some stunt they saw on a TV show. That's a life-threatening decision, and there's no doctor involved.
A toddler's old enough to make that decision.
That's what I'm saying, is that somebody who's able to make a decision that might... Your whole defense of your position of why the doctors need to notify the parents is because the child is making a decision that's potentially life-threatening. So what? They can do that on a skateboard, man.
No, I'm sorry. You can't do an operation on my kid that could kill them without telling me.
I think... Man,
if you do, I'm going to try to have your license.
Man, which I think... I respect you, all three of you, for being great libertarians, but I think this is just an issue of a right to privacy, and that, you know, as a minor, I think minors need to start getting more rights. I mean, basically, we have no rights, and I'd like to see something done about that. And
all I can tell you, man, is that if we give rights to minors, the vast majority of your brethren are going to abuse them. And then by the time you get to be my age, you're going to be sitting there and saying, wow, why did we give those?
Did you just say there are no rights for minors, man? Which
no,
is there
I
you?
No, I'm sorry. I misspoke there. They are heavily restricted. Minors definitely have rights. But, for instance, I'll give you guys an example. My mom and I had an altercation. It wasn't physical by any means, but I decided to take a walk to cool off,
right,
so that I wouldn't do anything. My mom then decided to call the cops, and I was placed in handcuffs, and I was threatened to go to jail. Do you think that's right, that a parent should be able to call the cops on their own kids for leaving their own house? Do you think that's right?
Absolutely not.
I don't. And the cop, what basically said is, my mom can do anything she wants to me as long as she can claim that it was in an act to restrain me or leave me from the house. If it's out of anger, it's illegal. But how are they really going to say that this was an act out of anger? How are they going to say your mom speared you to the ground to keep you from leaving your house and it wasn't out of anger?
Good point, John. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you, dude.
Yeah, you know what? I think that, you know, I'm convinced now, Manwich. I think I'm absolutely convinced about what you have to say. If we, you know, we have to attack these doctors because these doctors are performing that sort of operation on these kids, and you want to take their license away because these doctors did that, I absolutely think you're right. What we should do is instead we should have the kids do the abortions themselves with hangers.
You know what? That's what's going to happen.
To all the kids.
That's what's going to happen. If you pass a law that says kids must inform, that the parents must be informed, they're going to look for back alley abortions.
You should be able to find lots of empirical data on this because it's been the law up to this point. So go ahead, search the internet and find all those kids that are dying from...
That's not true.
Yes, it is true.
No, it's not true.
You believe me, you couldn't have got an abortion when I was in high school.
Look around in Florida, man. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true here.
It is true.
No. There will be people that do them behind the scenes, and it probably are being done behind the scenes. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. No point in calling at this point. We got full lines, and I doubt we'll get to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Lots of free stuff there. All of it is on the house, and it will continue to be. But if you want to voluntarily support us, you need to amp the show. We've had 140 listeners decide to amp Free Talk Live. We cracked $1,000 amp over the weekend, which is a huge milestone for us. And we're one-tenth of the way to our final goal. And when we reach our final goal, we're going to cut back on the commercial time on the show by 25%. In fact, we reached 50% of our goal. We're going to cut 2 minutes an hour out of 2 minutes of commercials per hour out of the show and replace it with more showtime. So we're serious about that. And if you want to amp the show, again, $3 a month is all it takes. Amp.freetalklive.com. If you can't afford it, don't worry. Keep getting everything for free at freetalklive.com. All right, now we have to go elsewhere here.
Actually, let's go. Another lady caller, Katie in Colorado. Katie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnson, and Manwich.
Hi. I wanted to comment on the abortion topic.
Yeah.
I think if you feel so strongly that you would never want your child to have an abortion, that your child shouldn't have the free time to go to the pre-abortion counseling, the time to have the abortion, and the time for the post-abortion counseling without your knowledge.
If
you're keeping
good
tabs on your children wouldn't have the time to do that.
Does every state require all this counseling? Because I don't know anything about how to get an abortion.
I know in Colorado you do have to have counseling before.
She's making a good point. Even if there wasn't counseling, you should still know where your kids are going and what they're doing. I think that's a good
point. Your kids are.
At 16. They got cars and stuff.
Well, don't let them have a car if you're worried they're going to go out and get knocked up.
Well, you support me in not giving my kid a car? You don't support me in not having doctors give my kids abortions if I don't know about it?
Make your kid work for their own car.
The real choice that you're offering them is you're not even saying that you want to have the support over their freedom or whatever. You don't want to have complete control over their freedom. You're saying that if they're old enough or whatever, they're going to make the decision to have an abortion, that you are able to kick them the hell out of your house.
What are you talking
exactly.
about?
I don't know. What I just said on the break was you boiled it down to either controlling them and letting them have the abortion or saying get out.
Look, I
or are you saying that they have to be imprisoned in your house and not ever have the right to have the abortion?
If they're living if they're living in my house rent free, which kids tend to do, then yes, I get to say
okay,
that.
Okay, what if they make the option to leave? They say screw you, I'm having an abortion. Bye-bye.
Any kid can do that anytime they want.
No,
yes,
not,
they
no,
leave.
No, the
not
way the law states,
law,
the, under the current law, the doctor would not be able to do that. The doctor would not be able to perform the operation.
All right, Katie, what else did you
then
have?
They should go to court and get majority rule.
Let's go back to Katie. Katie,
too
what
long
else did
of
you
a process.
I didn't mean to start the argument over again, but
okay.
I had a question for Manwich about where his nickname came from.
You know,
poor Mel.
We really don't have a good reason. It was just I heard the name and
you
Ian
borrowed
said,
it. You borrowed it from another disc jockey.
Yeah, I borrowed it from another disc jockey, and you know, I'd heard it on the air. He said, Manwich, that'd be a great name for a radio host. And Ian said, are you going to use your real name or a fake one? I said, I better use a fake one. How about Manwich?
Yeah.
And it was just like that same day. So I just
came up with it. And Chris fell in love.
Now Katie, you're not on the Shrine of Female Listeners, are you?
I sure am.
You are? Oh, you are. Okay, so this is... Okay. Well, I'll have to go and review that then. Thanks for the call, Katie.
Thank you.
Let's go to Richard in Australia. Richard, you got like 20 seconds, man.
Oh, g'day, guys. Look, I won't derail the debate with a topic change. I think this is one of those situations where if you have to give liberty to somebody, you have to have liberty for everybody. And if that extends to your children and you don't like it, that's just part and parcel of...
Thank you, Richard. Sensible comments, and I think what it really has to do with how you raise your children. If you raise them right, and you raise them the way you want them to be, then they'll come to you with important things like this. If they're afraid to come to their parents, they shouldn't be forced to. We're going to be back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Till then, it's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
See you online at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.